going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
There he is.
Look at that smile.
There's Terry Fontenot.
Look at that smile, though. I'm like, he is.
I traded back into the first round and got the edge rusher we wanted. Smile.
Yeah, that damn smile.
We welcome the Falcons general manager Terry Fontenot to the show, as we traditionally do on the Friday after the first round, live from Flowery Branch. Terry, how are you?
Good, man. I'm excited. Excited to add some more good players in the next couple days.
People are excited as well.
Yeah.
The fans are excited as well.
He did it.
He did it.
He did it. Yeah, he did it.
If you can't put on the tape and watch Jaylen Walker and Pierce, if you put on that tape and watch them play and you don't get excited, you don't like football.
Right.
It's that simple. Mm-hmm. And any game, put it on, even you go back to their high school tape, put on a game and see the way those dudes play with their hair on fire and fly around and get after the quarterback. If you can't get excited about that, then you just don't like football.
Let me ask you this, because I don't want to say surprised, because you can't afford to be surprised.
Yeah.
You're prepared for all of it. But at what point pre-15 did you start to think Jaylen Walker might be there for you guys?
Yeah, good question. And because, you know, those first, call it, 7 picks, they came off like chalk, exactly what everybody expected, and it was kind of unique. And that was the first time where when you get in that 8, 9, 10, where it's kind of started going off and these offensive linemen start going and a receiver and kind of – and so we said, you know what, there may be some defensive players down there that we don't expect, because we always work off worst-case scenario, and that's how we always have to work. So as opposed to saying it's a surprise, I say we're excited. He was there, and because now you get to that point, and there's some really good defensive players that we're staring at, so we're really excited that he was there.
What took so long, Terry? Because we were all sitting there like, okay. Okay, he's there, because I promise you, when tight end goes 14, and we're all like, oh, yeah, like, he's there.
He's
look,
there.
We got a brand new draft. Have y'all been in the draft room?
Of course not.
No. Okay, we'll take y'all up there.
Here we go.
We'll make sure, Dave. Seriously, we'll take y'all in there, maybe after the draft,
but
maybe
seriously,
the last
when
day.
You're, when you're down, what decisions are – obviously, you're the player, but was there something else going on?
No, that's what I was about to tell you.
Okay.
We got this brand new draft room,
uh-huh.
And we're taking advantage of all that airtime. You don't want to waste it and turn the pick in too early, and you can't get the pictures and all that good stuff. But look, we go through our process, and we continue to talk to people, and we talk to – we're on the phones, and you got to go through that process. But, man, we're excited to do it, and we're excited to make that pick.
What does that time feel like to you? Because I'll tell you what it felt like for us. It felt like it took forever. Like, when they made the pick at 14, and the Falcons are on the clock, and we know Jaylen Walker is there, and you understand all the, you know, the ties and all that kind of stuff. That 10 minutes took 10 years. How long did it take for you?
Well, it does. It feels like forever, but you've gone through so much. You've gone through these guys. You've been through these guys ad nauseum. We've had so many conversations about them so it does seem like a long time kind of when you're going right there, but it's an excitement. You know, I wouldn't say it's a nervousness or anything like that. It's an excitement about that. But you still got to be professional and go through the process and all that stuff. And but we were excited to turn that card in.
Could you tell us about the process with James Pierce Jr. leading up to the draft?
Yeah.
Because we were talking yesterday before the show, and obviously we give like, well, at 15, he picked a player, I picked a player. He picked the Georgia player, I picked James Pierce at the 15th spot. And then all of a sudden, you take Jalen. And then what is your process of going back to get him? Because
so say it again, you picked James?
Yes, I said James at 15.
Got it.
Yeah. And
got
so
it.
I was curious about the week leading up to picking him. Would he
– yeah.
If Jalen wasn't there, would he have been the pick there?
Yeah.
And then once you do take Jalen, how did you think about getting back in to get James?
Good question. And that kind of goes back to what you were talking about earlier. You look at kind of worst case scenario and you work through that. So that's a really good scenario that they're both there. And then so you look at it and really in your mind, you want to get both players, you know. And so, okay, but we're going to take Jalen right here. But then how are we going to get back in here to get James Pierce? And we had already had a lot of conversations leading up to it with the teams below. And we knew some teams later in the lower 20s might want to trade out. But then we got really aggressive. We got on those phones and we said, let's figure out a way to get back in here and get him. And that was a dream scenario to get both those players.
Falcons general manager Terry Fontenot joining us here live in Flowery Branch after the first round last night where the team took two players, a third round draft pick tonight as well. As it stands right now, who knows?
Yeah. Yep.
Terry Fontenot more aggressive than we realized leading into this draft. You told us that earlier this week. You had the chart and
yeah.
You ranked where you ranked, and we found out last night. Let me ask you this because, I mean, look, pass rush has been a need for this team for a while. What was the biggest influence for you guys that led to addressing it at the level that you addressed it last night?
Yeah, well, if you don't know if you're going to have that opportunity to do that, but you can never have too many pass rushers. And if you hear our defensive coaches and Jeff Ulbrich talk about what we're going to do here and the way we're going to rotate, and you want guys out there emptying the tank, so guys aren't going to be playing 100% of the snaps or 80% of the snaps. We want to rotate guys in, and so we want guys coming off the bench fresh and just hunting the quarterback. And so as many of those guys as you can get, you can't have too many pass rushers, whether we're talking about edge guys, interior guys, and to have guys that are different flavors like that, with Jalen being a guy that can move around and do so many different things. And then, again, Pierce coming off the edge with the violence and the way he does and that edge speed. So there are different types of flavors, and you add them in with the guys we have, and we're just rotating. So you can't have too many of those guys. And, look, we'll see where we are in the third round and what's there. Usually at that position, these pressure players, particularly defensive ends and edge, they come off early, and you're not getting them in those other rounds. Like in the third and fourth round, you can hit on some other positions, but just looking at the hit rate overall, those pressure players, particularly edge guys, you got to get them early, and so that's why we're aggressive.
I had a question because we were talking and curious, when you drafted a player and he does not play that year, hurt or whatever. We talk about Blake Trice. Yep. Do you view him as maybe a third-round pick this year also?
Yeah, that's a great question, because we have a lot of guys like that, whether we're talking about Braylon Trice, even guys like that didn't play as much as we thought they could, like a JD or Rook, you know, Brandon Dorless. A lot of those guys that had some little injuries and knickknacks, those guys are developing really well, so we're excited about them moving forward. Guys develop at different levels,
yes.
You know, and there's just different situations. Some guys it pops in year two, some guys year three, some guys right away. They develop at different levels, but we're excited about all those guys.
How do you weigh the cost of getting back into the first round last night? Obviously giving up the second tonight, first rounder next year. I mean, clearly James Pierce is a guy that
yep.
you guys value highly, but when you're in the process of making that decision to do that, like what are some of the factors that play into making that choice?
Yeah, good question. And really, if you look at it in a nutshell, what we did is we used next year's first round pick this year, right? So we used next year's first round pick this year, and we moved from the second to the third. That's what we really paid. So what it comes down to is, how do you feel about the player? Who's the player? If we do that for a player that doesn't pan out to what we expect, it was a bad trade. But the conviction that we had on James Pierce and what he's going to be for us, it's not even close. And essentially, like I said, we're just picking a first pick this year. And so the conviction that we had, then we're really excited about doing it. And that's how we're going to judge. We're not going to judge the trade based off of points and who on this chart or that chart. We're not judging off that. We're judging off who he becomes.
Right.
So if he becomes a really good pass rusher for us, who we believe that he's going to become, then it was a hell of a trade.
Was defense a mandatory thing? Because we go back all the way to the combine. Like, the whole defensive staff was up there. Some people were like, well, maybe they're selling wolf tickets or something. It was just seemed like – because like Andy was saying, we always ask for pass rush. And it was a receiver, which is trying to be a great pick. A running back, this, offensive lineman. But now you went – was it like one of those things when you were going to the combine, right after the Senior Bowl or whatever, did you sit up there and talk to your staff and then talk to Ra, have the conversation with Ra, we need as many good defensive players, impactful, as we can right now?
Yeah, Red, that was a little bit overblown. We did have some offensive coaches there too. You know, it kind of got reported and it just kind of took off,
right?
You know? But
what are you saying? We sensationalize things sometimes? All right.
But honestly, we looked at it like we got to get impact players. And so we weren't going to – if just another defensive end that we didn't have that level of belief in, we weren't just going to take any defensive end or any pressure players. But those particular players truly were the top guys on our board in terms of the impact that they can have for us. You know, so we do have to stay disciplined in that way and bring in impact players and not reach. And so if a lot more defensive players went off than we expected and we didn't really feel good about what was there and couldn't trade out, we got to take the best player on the board.
Right.
And that might not have been a defensive player. That's just the truth. Now it worked out exactly how we wanted to, so we're excited.
We've talked about the phrase character issues today. I think it's an unfair phrase because it's so broad and it can apply to so many different things. But it's a phrase that people have used when talking about James Pierce.
Yep.
As you're getting ready to draft someone and obviously looking into everything they are on the field and off the field, how important is it what you're bringing them into, what your organization is, and how much of a difference can that make in terms of your comfortability with a guy?
Yeah, great point. And you know, character issues, when sometimes things will get reported, and the tough thing is people don't always know the amount of intel that we know,
right?
What we know. There are some players that have serious character concerns that no one knows about. There's the same thing with medical. Some guys have bad medical stuff people don't even know about. Same thing with character. So we have a really good scouting staff that gathers all the information. They do a really good job, and they really pound the pavement in that way. And then we are extremely thorough with how much time we spend with the players, the people that surround the players. So we make sure we know exactly what we're bringing to this building. But to your point, that is important to know your building, your culture, your coaches, who's going to be coaching the players. Okay, Jock. Okay, is Jock the right fit? Okay, what's our player engagement, and how do they help? Because we believe it's our job to not only maximize players on the football field, but also off the football field. Let's make them better men. Let's help them grow and mature. That's all of our jobs in here. We're all resources for the players, and so we want to make sure that we have the right culture to help all of our players grow and mature. But we spend as much time as we can gathering all the intel to know if that's a right fit for us or not. We want guys that are passionate and love ball, and they love playing ball, and they love to compete. And then if there's some things that we need to help them with, then we're going to help them with. But the things that are non-negotiable, you better love ball and love to go out there and compete and be about winning championships. And we believe the players we brought in yesterday are.
Traded a pick for James Pierce. Or is there any more in the dealings as far as trades, specifically a player that's on the team or somebody that, you know, I know you're not going to tell it. We interviewed you too many times to know that you ain't going to give it.
No, I got where you're going.
But is there
– look.
What's going on with Kirk, all right? Where's Kirk at right now?
And look, basically, just like we've said the entire time, that if the right thing comes around and if there's an offer for any player on our roster that makes sense, then we're going to do it. But it's going to be about this football team, this organization, doing everything we can do to help this organization be better. And so we're always open to all those things. We communicate with the other 31 teams constantly and work through things. I'm sorry, guys. I got my phone on.
Who is that?
I'll show it to you.
Look and see what the notification says.
You see who that is?
Good
you
job.
Can't. Don't say it out loud.
I won't.
You know who that is?
I do.
You know what team he's from?
I do.
Okay. Yeah. Don't say it out loud.
I won't. All right. Thank you for showing me that. Look at that.
And that was off the record, so when I leave, don't start talking about it.
I'm not even going to tell Randy about that.
Hold on, man.
It was his wife.
Oh.
It wasn't. It was a GM, no, but he's not going to share it.
It wasn't. Who was – we saw Jeff Ulbricht almost tackle you last night on television in that room you were talking about. Maybe he's the answer to this. Maybe he's not. Who was the happiest person on staff last night after the first round was over?
Man, everybody. That's the cool thing about these both of these players that we brought in, because we do have a lot of layers of information. We have our scouts and everything they go through. We have our coaching staff. We have our analytics department. We have really our player performance, everyone in the building. They all spend so much time going through this process, and I'll say that everybody was excited. Everybody, 1,000%, because it's not always like that. And that's just the truth. It's not always like that, because we're not trying to build consensus and just have groupthink and bring – no, we're trying to get all the information and make the right decision for the Atlanta Falcons. But in this case, with both these players, I would say everybody was excited. And yeah, Brick was – he even sent me a text at like 2 in the morning going to sleep and about how excited he was. That's probably why I couldn't sleep, because I keep getting these texts. So, but yeah, I would say the entire building's pumped up right now. And look, we got more work to do.
Right.
We got the third-round pick today, and then tomorrow we got a couple picks, and then that eighth round is real. After the draft, there's going to be a lot of good players, and we got to be aggressive, and we got to make sure we bring in some good players, because every year you look at undrafted free agency, and there's going to be some good players that come out of it.
Yeah.
And so we got to make sure we...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Find those guys and get them to Atlanta.
Did you send a jet for Jalen? Because I saw the phone call. Did y'all send a jet, a chopper, or something down the south there?
We did. We put them both on. Actually, they land here in a little bit.
Okay.
But we were able to put them both on there in Charlotte.
We appreciate it, as always.
Awesome.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate y'all.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Seth. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.